Lately, Detroit has had some positive headlines. Its bankruptcy is in the rearview mirror, and businesses are moving back downtown. Ford Motor Company is adding to the good news. The automaker has bought Michigan Central Station, a symbol of Detroit blight that Ford is planning to transform into a symbol of rebirth. Here's Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton.
It's impossible to overstate how happy Detroiters are to see one of their biggest embarrassments about to be transformed to a point of pride, a once breathtaking building, vacant and vandalized for decades. It's a big deal, not just for Detroiters, that after all these decades of neglect, it will be saved and rehabbed. Local artists poured on the Detroit pride today, from rapper Big Sean to the Detroit Children's Choir to cellist Joshua McClendon. And a beaming Bill Ford says it's one of the proudest days of his career. Ford says Michigan Central Station will once again welcome the public with a renovated grand lobby with places to shop or meet for coffee. About 2,500 Ford employees will move into it or nearby buildings that the company has recently bought. Many hope that Ford's move will now revitalize the city's west side, matching the growth in the east side downtown. That's a few years out. While it doesn't help the city's struggling school system and still suffering neighborhoods, a city doesn't come back without hope. And Ford seems to be giving Detroit a big dose of it. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.